Okay. I feel like I want to do like a little story time, maybe. Maybe what we can call it is like, I don't give a fuck. People think they know me. People think that I'm this. I don't know. I get the feeling that people assume the life that I have lived. And it's not accurate. I've lived some pretty crazy things. I've done some pretty... Like, I haven't done crazy things. I've lived through crazy things. So we can do this, like, part one. And I'll just, like... Little things that have actually happened in my life. Very true. All these things are true. There was... Okay, story number one. I was 16 years old, and I wanted to go shopping. We still live in the exact same town from when I was 16. We live in a very, very small town in Ontario, Canada, southwestern Ontario, Canada. We have like shit stores. We didn't have nothing good. So I wanted to go shopping. I had my paycheck from when I was working, and I wanted to go buy some nice clothes for myself, because when I turned 16 I had to start buying my own clothes, my own food, and pay rent to my parents. I paid for a train ticket, and they dropped me off. They drove me to the train station and dropped me off in Brantford, and I was taking the train to Toronto. And I knew that my train was going to be leaving that night to come back to where I was from, back to Brantford, obviously. And I had a ticket, everything. And I went to this outlet store. It was like a whole road of outlet stores in Toronto called Orifice Road. And Orifice Road, when I was 16, I don't know if it's still there, but it was like all... store, like Sirens was there. I don't know if that's still a thing, but like when I was 16, everyone was wearing Sirens clothes. So I went there, went shopping all day long, got food, and I had like bags on bags of stuff. And I remember taking a subway, like on the underground subways, and trying to figure out how to get around downtown, because I wanted to kind of like walk around and see Toronto while I was there, because I was 16. I wasn't scared of nothing. So here I am downtown. I remember being on Yonge and Bloor, and it was night. Like, it was closer to nighttime at this point. And I remember thinking to myself, I have no idea how I'm going to get back to Union Station. I don't know how to get to Union Station from where I am. I think I need to be there in 10 minutes, and I don't think that's possible. What am I going to do? So I was asking a couple people, and no one would really talk to me or help me. And I knew I was going to miss my train. And, like, they didn't have phones back then. Like, I couldn't call my parents. They didn't know where my location was. I was just traveling there by myself. And I met this man. I feel like he was probably, like, 30. Based on his look and appearance, I can remember what he looked like. He was this, like, tall, dark. I was like, this man is gorgeous. But I was 16 years old. Like, he looked like somebody I could trust. So I walked up to this man, and he had like a Playboy tattoo, like the Playboy bunny on his neck. I remember that. And I was like, excuse me, I missed my train to go, like, I live 2 hours away. I missed my train at the Union Station, and I don't know what to do. And he was like, are you by yourself? And I was just looked him dead in the face, and I was like, yes, I am by myself. And this man said, don't worry, I'm going to take care of you. come with me. We're going to go to my house. And didn't my naive ass say, okay, I'll come with you. I followed this man home. We walked for like at least 25 minutes talking, asking me questions about myself. He said, my mom is going to make you dinner. I was like, fuck yeah, that's amazing. I go to this man's house. I walk in. It smells of spice. It smells of like the most amazing Caribbean food. Sorry, I'm at a soccer game. My son's team just scored. Okay, so anyway, sitting there, walk in. He's talking to his mother and she comes over and says, let me feed you. And that was when I was introduced to hot food, spicy food. So I sit at their table. It's rice and chicken, and like, it was the most amazing food. I remember just thinking, I'm hungry. This is hot as fuck, but I'm gonna eat it anyways because I'm grateful. And she said, do you need to use our phone to call your parents? So I called my mom. I was like, okay, so I missed my train. Obviously, I'm not gonna be in Brantford for you to pick me up. I'm going to take another train in the morning. And if you can pick me up in the morning, that'd be cool. Because I was going to sleep over. And I don't know why in my mind, now that I'm 40 fucking years old, that that's okay. I would fucking lose it on my 16-year-old daughter if she did this. My mom's like, okay, see you in the morning. Hangs up the phone. Like nothing. So here I am. This man is just like the nicest guy ever, saying, don't worry, we're gonna make sure that we take care of you. And they made me a little bed on the couch, and I slept on the couch, and I woke up in the morning, and he walked me to the Union Station. Maybe we got on a train. I don't know if we walked the whole way. But I remember going to the Union Station and he was there with me and he made sure that I like got another ticket and that I got away. Sorry, he made sure that I got another ticket and I got on the correct train. I never got his full name. And I remember his name is Vincent. I didn't get his full name. I didn't get his phone number to say thank you. I don't remember his mother's name. I just remember being 16 years old. Downtown Toronto, and I went home with a complete stranger. And then my parents picked me up and like it was nothing. How was shopping? What did you buy? Very cool. Like it wasn't anything. And I feel like if my daughter called me at 10 o'clock p.m. in Toronto and said, Mom, I'm downtown on Yonge and Bloor. I missed my train. First of all, she wouldn't be going to Toronto at 16 years old to go shopping by herself. I would take her if she wanted to go. But I would jump in my fucking car so fast and drive my ass to Toronto and pick up my kid. I don't know if that's like not a normal thing. That's just what I feel like I would do. But like that's a true story that actually happened. So, do you want to hear more stories about things that I have done in my life?